the time, and the work. Pentecostal methods. After Christ's early disciples had confessed their sins and righted every wrong, and they were about to begin to carry out the gospel commission, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and great power was with these lowly men and women. Providentially, God had brought together at Jerusalem devout men out of every nation under heaven. Hearing them speak the wonderful works of God in their own language, they were amazed. Many of these were among the number who later said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" They became believers and carried the good news to their friends and relatives on their return home. Of the apostles we read, "And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ." Acts 5, verse 42. In this house-to-house labor, they undoubtedly enlisted the new converts, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts 2, verse 46, 47. Thousands were converted, and in a comparatively short time, the gospel message was carried to all the world. The disciples did not ask for a blessing for themselves. They were weighted with the burden of souls. The gospel was to be carried to the ends of the earth, and they claimed the endowment of power that Christ had promised. Then it was that the Holy Spirit was poured out, and thousands were converted in a day. So it may be now.